Picture a person in a gorilla suit walking through a basketball game, stopping to thump their chest at the camera for 9 full seconds. Impossible to miss, right? Yet half of all viewers fail to see it completely. This isn't a trick of lighting or clever editing, it's how your brain actually works. When police officer Kenny Conley chased a suspect over a fence, he ran directly past fellow officers brutally beating another cop just feet away. He genuinely didn't see it. Prosecutors didn't believe him. A jury convicted him of perjury. He lost his career. The truth? His brain was doing exactly what yours does every single day, filtering out the unexpected to focus on a single task. This phenomenon, called inattentional blindness, reveals something unsettling. We experience far less of our visual world than we believe. Commander Scott Waddle looked through his submarine's periscope before surfacing and somehow missed a nearly 200-foot fishing vessel directly above him. 9 people died in the collision. Airline pilots landing in simulators have completely overlooked jets parked on their runways. When world-class violinist Joshua Bell performed incognito in a Washington, D.C. subway station with his $3 million Stradivarius, only 7 of over 1,000 commuters stopped to listen. We don't ignore beauty, we simply don't process what we're not expecting to encounter. Your attention isn't a spotlight illuminating everything in view. It's more like a laser pointer, and everything outside that narrow beam might as well not exist. Bobby Knight, the legendary basketball coach, was fired after grabbing a student. The incident traced back to former player Neil Reed's claim that Knight had choked him during practice. Knight remembered routine physical contact. Reed remembered being choked. Video footage showed something in between. Neither man was lying. Their brains had reconstructed the memory according to their perspectives, and those reconstructions felt completely real. Most people believe memory works like a video camera. In reality, every time you recall something, your brain rebuilds it from fragments, filling gaps with assumptions and current beliefs. Show people sleep-related words like bed, rest, and dream, and 40% will later remember seeing sleep, even though it never appeared. At one party, someone told a detailed story about sitting next to Patrick Stewart at a restaurant. The problem? The experience had happened to someone else at that same party. The storyteller had absorbed it as his own memory so completely that even the actual person's presence didn't trigger recognition. Hillary Clinton described landing under sniper fire in Bosnia, recalling running with her head down across the tarmac. Video footage showed a peaceful greeting ceremony, with a child presenting her a poem. She wasn't deliberately lying. Her brain had rewritten the memory to match the drama she'd expected. Our memories of dramatic events feel exceptionally vivid and unshakable, yet they deteriorate just as much as mundane ones, while our confidence in them never wavers. When a patient with a distinctive red rash watched their doctor consult reference books to diagnose Lyme disease, they felt uneasy. Shouldn't a doctor just know? This reveals how we equate confidence with competence. We trust professionals who project certainty and question those who hesitate. Yet research shows confidence and ability have remarkably little connection. At chess tournaments, where ratings precisely measure skill, 75% of players believed they were underrated, expecting to crush equally rated opponents 2-1, a statistical impossibility. College students who scored lowest in humor comprehension disagreed most with professional comedians' judgments, yet rated their own ability to recognize what's funny above average. Western society worships self-confidence. Michael Milken catalyzed corporate takeovers with highly confident letters. President Bush was swayed by CIA Director Tenet's slam dunk certainty about Iraqi WMDs, weapons that never existed. In groups, the most confident voices become leaders, regardless of competence. Georgia's 2008 conflict with Russia demonstrates this catastrophically. Despite being outnumbered 25-1, inexperienced leadership believed they could quickly seize disputed provinces before Russia responded. Studies of twins suggest confidence has genetic components. It's a personality trait, stable across situations, but bearing no relationship to actual knowledge or ability. Try sketching a bicycle from memory. Most people draw chains connecting both wheels or pedals floating outside the chain loop. Fundamental errors, despite rating their bicycle understanding highly. In 2000, experts predicted humans had 66,000 genes. The actual number? Just 20,500. We mistake familiarity for genuine understanding. Boston's Big Dig ballooned from 6 billion to 22 billion. Sydney's Opera House exploded from AU 7 million to AU 102 million. Barcelona's Sagrada Familia remains unfinished after 143 years, despite a 10-year estimate. Trader Brian Hunter earned $75 million on natural gas, accumulating $2 billion by August 2006. Then he bet falling prices would reverse. They plunged instead, $6.5 billion in losses, fund liquidation. Financial markets breed simple models that fail because they can't adapt. Investors checking portfolios monthly earned half as much as those checking every 5 years. Frequent loss checking drove them to safer bonds, while long-term investors stayed in stocks and prospered. Our minds store just enough information to operate without understanding mechanisms. We use toilets without comprehending their plumbing, recognize pennies without recalling their design. Our brains work like web browsers, accessing information on demand rather than storing it internally. Problems emerge when we mistake surface-level familiarity for deep comprehension. A 2005 Cincinnati measles outbreak began when an unvaccinated teenager returned from Romania. Despite proven vaccine effectiveness, parents refuse vaccination due to our tendency to detect patterns and infer causation from coincidences. Someone sold a grilled cheese sandwich bearing the Virgin Mary's image for $28,000. Our visual system activates within 1/5 of a second when we see anything face-like, explaining why we spot faces in clouds, toast, and rock formations. This pattern detection ability helped our ancestors survive, but leads us astray when we perceive patterns where none exist. We constantly mistake correlation for causation. Ice cream consumption and drowning rates both increase in summer, yet ice cream doesn't cause drowning. Homer Simpson's tiger-repelling rock worked perfectly, no tigers around, a fallacy Chief Justice Roberts referenced during Supreme Court arguments. The measles outbreak traces back to parents inferring causation from coincidence. Many noticed autism symptoms emerging around the same age children received the MMR vaccine. Dr. Andrew Wakefield's 1998 paper suggested this link based on 8 children. Despite extensive studies with hundreds of thousands of children showing no association, the illusory connection persists. We're wired to extract causation from chronology, a survival skill that now leads us to see connections that don't exist. In 1993, a Nature article claimed Mozart boosted spatial reasoning by 8 to 9 IQ points. Media erupted. Parents played classical music for babies everywhere. The problem? It wasn't true. Follow-up studies revealed benefits came from arousal and mood, not Mozart. Meta-analyses debunked it entirely. Yet a decade later, 40% still believed it worked. The myth persists because it exploits the illusion of potential, the seductive idea we can become smarter effortlessly. National surveys expose widespread belief in hidden mental powers. 61% thought hypnosis helps witnesses recall crimes accurately. False. 72% believed we use only 10% of our brain. Impossible. 65% thought they could sense stares. No evidence. The subliminal messaging myth traces to a 1950s theater experiment where hungry, eat popcorn supposedly boosted sales. James Vickery later admitted fabricating the entire study. What actually works? Aerobic exercise. Sedentary seniors walking 45 minutes, 3 days weekly, preserved significantly more gray matter in frontal brain regions. Aerobic exercise literally keeps brains healthier and younger. No Mozart required. We mistake mental fluency for competence. Sometimes intuition wins. Subjects who analyzed jam preferences judged worse than those who didn't, as thinking disrupted emotional responses. Yet chess grandmasters make 36% more mistakes in rapid games, proving pattern recognition alone fails for optimal decisions. 3 strategies counter illusions: learning about them, cognitive training, and technology, as writing and calculators historically have done. Be wary of intuitions, especially about your own mind. Understanding attention's illusion means assuming less about what you see. Recognizing memory's illusion means trusting recollections less and seeking corroboration. Confidence often reflects personality over knowledge, so remain skeptical of quick-fix mental enhancement claims. Next time you're absolutely certain, whether about a memory, understanding something complex, or multitasking ability, pause. Consider whether you're experiencing an everyday illusion. We're all running past gorillas we never see, convinced we'd notice anything important. The first step toward clarity isn't seeing more, it's recognizing how much we've been missing all along.